radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Isaiah, and we're in chapter 59. I trust you'll have your Bible open. Stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Years ago, when missionary teams would go overseas, they go over with one mission, and that was to win people to Jesus. They'd go on mission trips. Now they go over to build a building, but nobody tells anybody about Jesus. They just go in, and they feel good about going out, and they build something. Nothing wrong with building something. My point is that the fervor has come down to a place where, in fact, it's not about the message. It's about me. I'll feel good if I build some houses and help people who have had some tornado damage or some broken dams and disasters. But we need to go with the gospel of Jesus. The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. In the original Greek, it's as you are going, preach the gospel. It's a participial present. As you are going, preach the gospel to every creature. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you to do. Christianity in the 21st century is nothing like Christianity in the first century. Doesn't look anything like it. Don't allow this pretty facade that we are so used to seeing be that which inoculates you to the importance of understanding the hour in which we live. If Jesus is to come today, is there somebody else going to heaven because you are? Can you think of one person you brought to Jesus? If you can, you are in a smaller group of the greater group for most of us. Maybe you don't even know that you're saved. You couldn't give an answer about being saved because you've never truly understood fully salvation. Well, that's your first order of business. These are strange times, but they're times that are not unlike anything we've ever seen before. People's hands have always been defiled by blood. Their fingers with iniquity. Lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. 9 verse 4 calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity. They trust in vanity, which is emptiness. They speak lies. They conceive mischief. And bring forth iniquity. Now, the word iniquity just keeps showing up. Verse 2, verse 3, verse 4. Iniquity, iniquity, iniquity. And when you think of iniquity, the word has the idea of sorrows. It means to do that which is troubling. Doing that which is false. Doing that which is overtly evil. That which is empty in the sense of it brings things to naught. It brings sorrow. It brings wickedness. What we have seen in our country is the way of man. You're seeing it on steroids, but this is the heart of man. Out of the heart proceeds murders, adulteries, fornications, all of those things. You know, we live in a day where we bring up our girls to be loose, bring up our girls to dress in a fashion that stumbles the boys. We bring up our girls to rejoice in the seduction of the boys. Because they can. Somebody put the gun in their hand and they said, you've got power, girl, and you do. And the fact is that our entire country is running at a fever pitch today. Because we're all messed up. Out of the heart, murders, adulteries, fornication, lying, thefts, covetousness, all those things. These are the things that defile us. He says, none calleth for justice. What are they saying? They're saying, defund the police. Defund the police. Well, how's that going to work out? I mean, who then is going to be in charge? Who's going to come when you're lying in the street because somebody just hit you with a car? And your leg, there's no police. And the ambulance guy's not going to go in there because he's thinking, man, the police aren't even there. I'm not going into that battle zone. We know the way of man. We like to tell ourselves, listen, the lie that everybody's nice, that's a really nice guy next door to me. That's a really nice lost guy next to you. You need to share Jesus with him somehow. I'll tell you, when this stuff started happening, my neighbors started coming over to our house. They didn't come to my door. They're out on their front lawn, and they're saying, hey, how's it going? And yeah, I used to be in my Bible, and man, this is weird. This is crazy. You and I are responsible for those souls. In Ezekiel, it says, if I put a watchman on the wall and he doesn't say something really bad's happening right now, and sound the alarm, I'll require his blood at your hand. Ezekiel, I've made you a watchman. Now, you're listening to me and you're probably superimposing that upon your neighborhood, and you should. But let me tell you what else is should be superimposed. If that is of the people of God and to the people of God and for the people of God in this sense, that preachers and brothers and sisters need to be talking about this stuff to one another. If I didn't tell you, you should have somebody going to heaven with you, I wouldn't be a watchman. God will require some things at our hands. Some things are going to pass through the fire and all lost will be there. And they may be saved, yet so is by fire. But you don't want that to be you. And when I echo to you that you have a responsibility to your neighbor or your friend, I'm saying it to me too. And I want you to know it's not easy to be a Christian in a day where we look pretty good compared to the rest of the world. Hey, we look pretty good next to those rioters. Y'all are sitting real nice and we're friendly to each other and we're smiling at each other. We all look really good. But looking good is not the goal. Looking like Jesus is the goal. He wants us to look like Jesus. Jesus cared for people so much so that he got down and he washed the feet of the disciples. He went and touched the leper. He helped people. He healed everyone that he could. And some of us need to recognize that the church of our day has kind of become very lethargic and asleep. The Bible says, awake to righteousness, to the church. And so I say to you and to me, we need to recognize, if I don't know how to share the gospel, first order of business. If I don't know the gospel, very first order of business. Because we are to be the people of God. We take the message. Go ye into all the world. This was not just for the disciples. This was for every Christian. The Bible says he has called you, and you are a royal priesthood, a peculiar nation. You are sent to show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You and I have a commission. He says, none calleth for justice. This is the world's way. This is man's way. We can't participate in that. Do you know what's happening? You know, the Southern Baptist board came out recently and they wrote an article saying, we support the acceptance of our fault in racism. Rain on that! There's always going to be racism. The issue is not whether man is wicked or not. We're all wicked. Have people been wicked? Yes. There were black slave owners. There's been a wickedness from the beginning of time. Cain killed his brother out of the gate. And the thing is if we pick up man's way, we'll all be killing each other. America has shed much blood over this issue, and I'm preaching to the choir now because you know they defaced the Lincoln Memorial up down there in Washington, D.C. And on that memorial, his second inaugural address was listed, and he saw the scourge of the Civil War as being a blood reckoning from the God that sits in the heavens and judges men and their hearts. More people died. It's only been recently that we've overtaken the number. But more people died in the Civil War than died in all the other wars we had up until about the late 20th century. We've now overtaken it a little bit, I've been told. But it's like it took all that time. All the wars, Revolutionary, First War, Second War, World War. We paid our debt for that. We fought for the freedom in this country for men who were slaves to be freed. You guys may know that girl Candace Owens, right? She gets on and she says, I was hesitant to say anything about this, but I can say this, that man was killed. Justice should be served about George Floyd. And she went on to say, but I want to say something about the fact that I've never seen a people in history that actually went out and riot and loot and destroy. And they were forced to accept that and champion that and applaud that. Now, I'm butchering the narrative, but I want you to know there are very few people who have stood up and said anything on the other side of the aisle. When 9/11 happened, we just wished there would have been a lot more Muslims that stood up that were of the peaceful variety, because I know there are some. Nabil Qureshi is an illustration, so I know there are some. And I wish more of them would have stood up and said, that was evil. And it should have been so. People should have stood up. But this is evil, what's going on in our country. And we're making people bow and we're making people get down on their knees. It says none calls for justice. In fact, they're calling for the opposite of it. None pleads for the truth. They trust in vanity, in lies, in emptiness. They speak lies. They conceive mischief. They bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs, and that's a poison serpent. They weave the spider's web. Oh, what a weary web we weave when we practice to deceive. Right? That's, we know that. This is biblical, that concept. They weave the spider's web. He that eateth of the eggs of that serpent dies. Now, do you know, when you think about this idea of eating of the eggs of the serpent, have you already made the connection? You know, the devil's called that old serpent. And the devil is the one who's got eggs laying around. And people say, oh, I'll take this. This is red, pretty and shiny. I may get a brand new Rolex. You know, they had a Rolls Royce. They were driving through the streets and running over things that they had stolen in these looting episodes. And what I'm saying is, we know. What do we know? We know God. And we know man, because we are man. We know our own hearts. We know that if we were left to ourselves, all of us would be in hell. We know if we were left to ourselves, all of us would be in jail. Some of us would be dead today if we hadn't got off of a certain trajectory we found ourselves in at the beginning. He says, he that eateth of those eggs dies. You know, when I was told to go home this past week, I think it was Tuesday, I guess, they said that the rioters were coming to where I was working. We need to go. Well, that pretty much made me think I'm in the middle of Cleveland and I'm thinking, wow, I need to go home. You know what it was like? It was like a zombie apocalypse. You're just thinking, if I'm driving my car and I'm in the city and I can't go fast, are these people going to come up to my car? Why did I think that? Because that's what I'm seeing happen to some people across the United States. They come up behind them. They bash their windows out. They're trying to get in the door. It's like the scariest thing you can possibly imagine. You know what that is? That is what I've said to you in past. Zombies are living dead people. You were once dead in trespasses and sins. Zombies feed off of the living. They are feeding off of those who are productive by destroying the production or the product. We are looking at a world that has lost its mind. And we are willing in some sectors of our country to, in fact, defund the police. They die. They have no conscience. They may still be walking around out there, but they die. And it says, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. That's why they die, because the eggs break forth into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments. They're weaving webs. They know it. They know this has got to go somewhere. The problem is they don't know where it's going. They haven't thought that far ahead. Why? Because they're full-grown adolescents. They're old enough to know better, but don't have a lick of sense. They don't realize that they're cutting off the very branch that sustains them. In our country, we've become so politically correct that we don't know how to fight back for ourselves, and our police are being demoralized. If somebody gets hurt in the course of a common day, nobody's asking how often does this happen, by the way, which it doesn't happen very often at all, like we've seen recently. The whole world's blown up. And what I'm trying to say is that what they're doing is going to destroy what they are walking on. And that's what he says. Their webs shall not become garments. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.